Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. I want to talk about discipline because this is one of those, you know, it's like the D word, one of those words that as parents, you know, I just want to just shrink it to my hole and go, I hate discipline. I hate administering discipline to my kids. And I shouldn't say administering because discipline is not a negative thing always. It sometimes can be. But one of the things that I really want to do well and that I think most parents want to do well is as we discipline our kids, we don't want to push them away from us. We want to use that discipline to help them to be successful in life, but also to build relationship with them. And I don't want my kids to grow up resentful and rebellious because mom is too harsh and she always disciplines me and she's always nagging at me. And so I want to talk through, I know your book, it's called Parenting with Influence, Shifting Your Parenting Style as You and Your Child Grow. So can we start with kind of the early years and let's talk about the little ones and then let's move all the way up into the teen years because obviously discipline is completely different for a four-year-old than it is for a 14-year-old or a 15-year-old as we're kind of releasing them to the world. So let's start with the little ones and let's talk about discipline with them.
So our goal with the word discipline really is, it's really training. You know, there's the correction part of discipline and then there's the training part. And to be quite honest, the training part is about 90% of it. But we tend to talk about the correction part. But it is an important part. So we do need to handle the correction, the punishment part. You know, we call it punishment, correction, reproof. We got all kinds of words for that part. And it's pretty clear that if they're well trained, we're going to have less and less discipline. But less and less punishment. So there are seasons, and usually the early seasons, it seems like it's all that it is. You know, it just is correction at every turn, and it can really wear you down. And so it's very important for children to know what the boundaries are. Jan and I work with a drug and alcohol rehab program here in our town that's associated with our church. And talking with these young adults, and sometimes they're, you know, 40s and 50s and 60s. We've had older folks, but I often will ask them questions about what it was like for them growing up. And some of them have had very harsh, mean-spirited type of heavy rules, oppression. But, you know, the ones that said there were no rules in our house, we could do whatever, you know, they are the saddest. You know, so they're having, you know, leniency also has a negative effect. So it needs to be a balance of some control, but also some freedom. And so early in the early years, those preschool years, it's much more control focused then, because that is one way that they learn what the boundaries are and what is okay and what is good. And so whenever a child needs to be corrected, first of all, they need to know clearly what was wrong with what they did, said, or thought. You know, we usually are focused on their behavior at that time. You know, so they picked up something, or they threw something, or they hit someone, or they did something physical. And so we have to be very clear with the words that, you know, in our household, conflict resolution was a major focus for us. We were training them how to deal with conflict in life. And our words that we said a million times, use words, you know, so we had to stop them from hitting and biting and kicking one another. So there can be code words that you use and you develop. What is the value system of your family? And so it needs to be clear and it needs to be a few words. You know, we can go on and on and children quit listening after so long. So for us, it was use words, and for writing, you know, keep them from writing on the walls, we said, write only on paper.
Right.
So you had to say it in the positive. So this is So it needs to be positive. It needs to be clear. It needs to be concise. And so then whenever they get out of bounds, don't wait. If you wait until you're mad, you've waited too long. They need the quicker and the milder, the least amount of punishment that's needed to get the job done is the right thing. So it's not about being severe.
I like that you talk about using words to communicate with our kids, because I think that so often as parents, our kids do something that as adults and as their parents, we're like, why? Oh, why? Why did you do that? You know, it just seems so absurd to us that they would do the things that they do sometimes. But to a child, even though they know usually that it's wrong, I mean, sin is sin, and they know when they've done something wrong, they may not be able to verbalize exactly why it's wrong or what they've done that has been wrong. And sometimes they may not know that it's wrong, you know, and sometimes that's right. It's, you know, I mean, there are just so many things that kids do that surprise me and shock me, and it shouldn't, but it still does. Anyway, we have to be able to communicate to them, like you said, this is why I want you to stop doing this thing, because I have a reason for it. You know, if you're dragging your dirty hands across the hallway walls, it's not because it's a sin. The Bible doesn't say thou shalt not drag your hands against the walls, but it will make our walls dirty and it will make our home dirty. And it's just not good for a nice, clean home. You know, I mean, that's a simple thing, but explaining to our kids, this is why we don't do this particular thing. And so then it goes into, okay, when you walk down the hallway, keep your hands in your pockets if you can't keep them off the walls. You know, just things like that, but giving them something else to do instead of just saying, don't do this thing. You have to replace it with the thing to do. And so you talked about being positive. Don't write on the walls, write on the paper instead. Here, you can draw all you want on this paper. But too often, I think as parents, we just say, don't write on the walls. And then we leave it at that. And we don't give them the other side of it, right?
That's right. And so it is very important to state the positive and state where it is safe. What is acceptable and normal and desired behavior?
So, okay, we have just a minute left in this episode. We're out of time, but really quickly, since we're on the topic of little kids, what are some other means of discipline that you would use for young children?
that's a deep well.
Should we talk about this on the next one, or is this?
Yes. And sometimes we can use, separation, but by and large, what we're not wanting to communicate is that because of your behavior, I want you to get away from me. And so, they can have loss of privilege for a period of time, but they need to know very clearly that it's connected to the undesired behavior. And so, so sending a child away from you oftentimes sends the wrong message that says you're rejecting them as a person. So, so be careful with timeouts, go to your room, get out, you got to stay outside. You can't be near me until your behavior changes. That's a rejection. And so we got to be careful with those messages.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. One of my children, I won't mention which one, but one of my children at one point had a really hard time with self-control. And so, you know, I never wanted to send them to their room and just say, hey, you know, go to your room. I don't want to see your face anymore. I can't stand to be around you. Like, no, you know what? I want you to come just sit right here next to me on the sofa. And I want you to use self-control right now. And then I would explain, you know, at the little age of 3 or 4, what self-control was. That means that you don't wiggle your body all over the place just for 2 minutes or a minute or however long, so that they will understand this is what self-control looks like. And that's hard for kids. But I think you really are right about that, is we don't want to ship them off and say, you know what, just get out of my face. I can't stand to be around you anymore. Because that really, they take that personally, and they should, because that's a personal attack on them as a person. And so our kids need to know, like, we love you, but we are still working with you to use self-control to make the right choices in life. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.